Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Have you ever wanted to design your own custom workshop, equipment shed, barn, or living space? Well, now you can with Mueller's online 3D custom building design tool. You can dream big and then watch it become a reality. The possibilities are endless with our virtual metal building online configurator. First, choose your building size and color combination. Then start placing your doors and windows, overhangs, ridge vents, and more. You can even step inside your virtual building to view the structural components. Once your Mueller building is designed, simply save your project and click Get a Quote. Mueller's skilled engineers will then produce a free quote to your exact specifications and engineering requirements. It's that easy. Just go to MuellerInc.com and click on 3D Design Tool to start your building project today. Get a steel building you can trust from a company you can trust, a Mueller steel building. Visit us at MuellerInc.com or call 877-2-MUELLER to speak with a skilled sales representative today.
The cattle futures market today finished really strong here, and a fortunate day here midweek. We were $1.30 to $1.70 higher on the feeder cattle and $30 to $1.70 on the live cattle. We've had several reports. Yesterday we had the cold storage report, which was about 8% lower than where we were last month on beef. So that was supportive here. And then on Friday we have a cattle on feed report, which is also maybe expected to be a little bit bullish. The on-feed number as of October 1st is 98.9%. That's the average guess, or 11.72 million head. So a little over 1% less than last year. Placements in September average 101.6, so 1.6% or 2.08 million head. And then marketings in September are expected to be 100.9 or 1.73 million head. So depending on which side you look at that, some people consider that bullish, some people consider it neutral there on the on-feed report. And that'll be Friday after the close. And then the hog market today ended up 47 in December, but early this morning it was over a dollar lower. And then, like I said, came back. It had a pretty wide range of nearly $3 from the low to the high on today's trading session. So cold storage yesterday, maybe consider bullish. Got the cattle on feed report Friday after the close. Those are the two big things we have focused on the rest of the week.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
The grain trade was steady to just a little bit higher today, with corn up a half cent, beans up half to one, and then the wheats were the strongest contract here, up 2 to 4 cents. Cotton finished the day up 28 in December at $64.95. The market's really searching for some sort of new direction here, it seems like, with not a whole lot of news going on. The big thing, of course, we've been talking about is the Chinese trade deal and the possibilities of them buying a bunch of soybeans. Hadn't really developed yet. Yesterday, there was rumors of three or more cargoes, and this morning, there was 128,000 metric tons of beans sold to an unknown destination. People assume it's China. Now, but there really hasn't been a whole lot of information to go off of. And then we've got this harvest going on, and yes, it's delayed, but it seems to be moving along okay. Yields are still kind of depend on who you talk to. Some people say are pretty good, but the worst we haven't got to yet. So it'd be interesting to see as we get to the far north part of the United States what impact that freeze had last weekend. The stock market today is finishing, it looks like, a little bit lower here, with the Dow Jones down about 50 right now, 26,713. The S&P is unchanged. NASDAQ's actually up slightly. Crude oil today was quite strong here. It was up about $1.35. Natural gas futures down about 2 to 3 cents. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.